The Joint Finance Committee on Thursday moved to keep the tax credit program, directing its incentives at jobs employing Wisconsin residents and money directly spent here. State Representative Tamara Grigsby says it has proven effective over the past year.
This program has stimulated local economies, it's resulted in job growth, and it has really stimulated our tourism industry.
Governor Doyle proposed eliminating the program after it paid out over $6 million in tax credits last year. Grigsby says the changes will cap benefits at $3 million and create tougher restrictions for who can qualify.
We've addressed the problems in a way that would create incentives for Wisconsin residents to be hired. We've created incentives that purchases be made in Wisconsin.
State Senator Alberta Darling hopes the measure will lead to more jobs in Wisconsin.
We have to generate as much economic development activity in the creative industries and the entrepreneurial industries as we can to get this economy going.
The committee unanimously approved the changes. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.